Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're here. All right, we're getting ready to go live. Yeah, we're live now. So anyway, I know, Lisa, you have got a special show for us today, and I'm so glad that you're doing it, and it's one that I know hits a lot of people in the heart. So share with us what your show's about, because I'm producing it, and I know I'm producing it, and you're doing it. So go ahead, share with us what you're going to talk about today. Special.
Actually, it's higher love and what that means. So let me preface this with 3 or 4 days ago, I'm listening to the radio, and Steve Winwood's song, Higher Love, comes on, and I'm chopping vegetables, I'm making my lunch for the next day, and I start really listening to the words, and I get chills. And I start thinking, oh, my God, higher love, higher self. And things just started clicking. So it just kind of snowballed from there.
I love that.
Right. So we, you know, you and I talked a few days later. I said, hey, you know, this is something I want to start talking about. So I guess there were 2 points that hit me. 2 sides to the song was in part of his lyrics, he talks about doing better in your life, seeking out, I've got to find the lyrics, looking in your own heart, and, you know, and he's talking to whomever, and he says, you know, look inside your heart and I'll look inside mine. And find that love that you send out to all of mankind, humankind, whatever your flavor is, whatever you prefer to use, and conquer hate in the world, share love, make it grow, raise the vibration of the universe as a whole. So I just started, you know, and you and I spoke about that, and I was like, okay, so Tree, what do you think?
I was like, that's a great, I've heard that song on numerous occasions, and I remember the very first time I heard it, I was like, give me a higher love. And every time, and I haven't been in a great deal of relationships, I really haven't, but, you know, I've dated a lot on and off, and but every time I find a great love, right, and I've only really found two, that's the one I go, give me a higher love. I go, is this the higher love? And I was like, she's right. And connecting the universal life force energy and finding that higher love and experiencing it is what we all like to do. And I'm there with you on that page. So my question, though, if it's okay, I don't know if it's okay to ask, but I'm going to put it out there. How do you find that great love, and how do you achieve it in the now, right? Or do you continue to look, or do you just say, hey, I've got great love within myself, and how do I find it in the form? I've got a guy now that's my sweetheart, and I love him with all my heart. Is that the great love? How do we make sure we have that? Or is there such a thing? What's your thoughts on that?
There is, and, you know, I touched on it a little bit last week with improving yourself first and sending out the positive affirmations, and what you send out comes back. And there are some religions that believe whatever you send out, you get back threefold. And most religions are, you know, whatever you send out comes back to you, and it's kind of the karma thing. You know, if you attract bad things, it, you know, you send out bad, negative vibes, it's going to boomerang, and that's what you are going to bring into your life. So if you want that higher love, and I'm speaking on a human sense, you work on yourself and improving you, and just by having a positive outlook, people are drawn to that. So at some point, you will bring someone in your life who is attracted to that and wants to make their life better, you know, just by seeing what you're making of your life. And and I'm sure with you and your sweetheart, you know, you're both doing great things. separately and you come together and there's this explosion of, hey, wow, look what we did. You know, whatever it is, a business, a family, whatever it is.
Right. You're right. It is. And I agree with you on that. So what you're saying is that instead of saying, bring me the higher love, you be the higher love, right?
Yes. So, yes. And I'm going to refer back to Steve Winwood's song, and God, I hope I don't get in trouble for that. But when he talks about walking blindly, you know, you're walking blindly along, failing to see what could be. If, you know, you're stumbling along and it's just, yeah, whatever, instead of trying the positive outlook on life and making yourself better, then, yeah, you're not going to see everything that life could be and how much better you could make it for yourself and for the world as a whole.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right. So, okay. Is it okay if I ask you a question too?
Yep.
As well? Okay. So you're saying that, okay, you're being the best version of yourself, which we talk about. You're also mm-hmm. being that beautiful light. Okay. So when you are that beautiful light, then what you're going to bring back to you is in friends, family, relationships, work relationships, love relationships is the best, right? Because you are the best. I'm getting that.
Yes, the being the best version of yourself and being positive and saying, I am, whether it's I am healthy, I am strong, I am loving toward even strangers, I am willing to help this homeless person on the corner, give him a blanket, some food, you know, a resource that if he wants to get off the street, he can go somewhere. You're
right.
Just, you're looking beyond yourself to make things better for whomever, even yourself. I'm going to improve. I'm going to a class to become a PMP certified individual. You work toward that. You are improving yourself.
Okay. All right.
That kind of thing.
I like that, Lisa. So you're working on you. Do you, in your opinion, because I know that you've lived a beautiful life in a lot of different areas, but do you feel that women and men, both are looking for something outside of themselves rather than looking inside of themselves? Maybe that's a way to say, to acknowledge that, what you're sharing with us and teaching us today. Is that right?
If I understand what you're saying, is you're asking, do people look for someone else to make them happy, to make them better? Am
right.
I following? Okay.
Yeah.
That, in the long run, I don't believe works. There's something to being happy, being with someone, but to say to your partner or someone you're just starting to date, you make me happy. Now you've put the pressure on that person. Okay, now I am responsible for this person's happiness, and that's not the way it works. Everyone is individually supposed to make themselves happy. And in doing so, you can share that happiness with someone else, with your family, with friends, but you're responsible for your own. You take ownership of your happiness, your choices, and that sort of thing.
Right. Okay. That's true. I agree with you. I'm going here on a thought. If it's okay if I ask, because this is your show, by the way. I'm just helping you get, you know, kick it off, and people are listening, and we talked about that a few minutes ago before we started. but you're saying that you're responsible for your happiness. What about when you feel, I mean, have you ever felt like falling apart? I mean, I have, right? So, and how do you handle that when the guy, the girl, whoever breaks your heart, right? Or is there such a thing as breaking your heart? Or maybe they're mirroring something that you need to look at within yourself. I don't know. So what's your thoughts on that? If that's okay, I ask.
No, yeah. And yes, there's definitely heartbreak. There's definitely someone treating you poorly. And So I have another two thoughts of that. One, when someone breaks your heart and you're able to see that you can repair the relationship, you have to talk about it. It's, hey, I feel when this happened, it hurt me, and move forward. If there's a relationship where you've been kicked and beaten down too many times and you have to walk away, you do that, and you end up relying on family and friends and show some vulnerability and say, hey, I'm feeling kind of kicked in the stomach. Can you give me some support until I get strong enough that I can push forward? And it's whatever period of time. It's an hour, a week. It depends on the individual. You just have to know when it's time to work on something and whether the other person wants to, it takes two, or whether it's just time to pull up stakes and say, you know, for the betterment of my children, this relationship will teach my children what a marriage should or shouldn't be. And I left a marriage because I didn't want my girls to think that's how their husband should treat them. And I have one in a successful marriage, and hopefully I can get the other one married at some point and have another successful marriage. So I think with my last husband, they learned, I went from one extreme to another, and I think they learned more positive lessons in that 14 years we were together, that they're on a path to know what marriage should be.
That's amazing. I really like that. So your girls learned through your experience watching you what a good marriage looks like, right? Right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You just need to shut me up, because then I start thinking, like, wow, I wonder if this is okay to ask. I'm assuming that it is. So did they learn everything by contrast? We know what good is because we don't have not so good. Or we know what good is because we see good. Did they learn by both extremes, contrast, and by experiencing the good, too, or watching the good in your own relationship, you know, with your guy?
I hadn't talked with them about that a lot, and they were very, very young when my second marriage went under. I did get a letter. My daughter wrote me a letter. She was probably in high school. This is 10, 12 years ago, and she said, "Have I ever told you you have good taste in men?" Now, I'm sure she was younger. She didn't see a whole lot. And their father is good to them. I just don't think that both of us were right for each other. And she has a couple of, I have a different history. So my oldest has a biological father, an adopted father, and her stepfather, which was my late husband. And she has three role models. And she said, I have chosen men that made her feel supported and loved and protected and able to do whatever she wanted to do. So, I took that as a huge compliment, that I did what I set out to do by leaving the one relationship. I wanted my kids to know what support and love looked like. And according to her, I succeeded. So I'm really, really happy about that.
That's amazing. That is, what a great legacy. That, I mean, you know, we talk about leaving legacies, right? Like legacy and all that, but that is a great legacy. So your daughter said that to you, or wrote a letter to you. So may I ask another question? I know you've probably got points you want to cover, but that brings me to something else, if it's okay if I ask.
Sure.
So we think that bringing me a higher love means it lasts forever. And what you're saying, sometimes it doesn't last forever. Sometimes it lasts a few years or whatever, and then it's time to go maybe through, you know, different wanting different things or a death, right? Or we never truly die. We go to a heavenland or whatever you want to call that or something different. But the higher love can last a lifetime or it doesn't have to. That's what I'm hearing you say. Is this true? Because people go searching on this thing, and then if it doesn't last, they think it's wrong. But I think every person or every situation prepares you for the next person or the next situation. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. And yes, I believe you're right. And you hear many times, well, we grew apart. And people will grow. Some people will grow at a different pace, and some people will not grow. And if two people are, you're growing and you're not growing on the same path, you're probably better off going your separate ways rather than destroying what started out to be great. You know, with my blessing, go and be the best version of yourself. Clearly, I am not helping you. Let go and part as friends and watch them grow and shine and move on your path to grow and shine and find someone more attuned with your path. So, yes, you know, like you say, some last a long, long time and others are short-lived. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it reminds me, I wrote an article years ago about a reason, if some things last, there's a reason, season, or a lifetime, right? So
mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Good point. But thank you, by the way, for that. So,
Sure. Yeah,
it's good. So I was going to ask another question, but I know you've got points you want to cover, so please, and I'm sure I'll have another question.
Okay. Right. So the second half of that higher love that I had been thinking about when I heard the song three or four nights ago was, and I think this thought hit me first, was thinking of my higher self and showing love to my higher self to get what I needed. Show myself higher love and share between the two of us the laws of attraction, the things that I want to bring to me, the positive things, where I want to go next. And it just floored me hearing the song and thinking, and I kept singing the lyrics and sending to my higher self, hear me, hear that I have all of this love to make things better. And it was just a full cycle of the length of the song, and then even beyond that, I was buzzing. You know, it's like I've said before, I'm vibrating nearly off the floor.
I love that. That's amazing. I know where you started and where you are today. It's like, wow, to see the growth, it's just been amazing to watch and enjoy. But so, can I ask you a question, if that's okay, too? Because this is your show, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk to you about this.
And all the questions are, because it's give and take, and absolutely.
So you're saying that you're vibrating, you're connecting with your higher self, and you're vibrating at such a high level because that connection is such a sweet, unconditional love. And when you did you ever believe that you could do that? I mean, when you're down and out, I mean, I've been down and out, haven't we all? And if you say, oh, I never have, God bless you. I mean, I haven't learned that yet. So there are times
right.
that are challenging, right? You know? So when you're at that down and out feeling, do you know that you're going to be okay and you're going to come back and you're going to get it, right? I mean, you are one of the few people that I know that you own everything. You don't blame anybody. Go, okay, I need to work on this within myself. It's one of the qualities I've learned most about you and your family and your friends and, you know, whoever, very lucky to receive that from you. Do you, when you're down and out, do you get that? Do you feel that? Do you say, okay, one day I'm going to come back, or 5 minutes from now I'm going to come back and be the best I can be? Do you do that?
Oh, I wish. No,
I think you do it. I think you like come back and you're like, I'll be back in a minute, right? I'm like, okay. Yeah,
well,
you know. So
it takes me a little bit longer than 5 minutes. And I wallow in what a girlfriend of mine refers to as Lake Me. Fishing for 20 minutes, and sometimes I get there, and other times it's a whole lot longer. And I will wallow, and I'll cry, and cry myself to sleep. By the next day, I'm thinking, okay, pick myself up, talk to my higher self, and ask, you know, what do I need to do? And somehow pull myself up, turn the radio on, play upbeat songs, and pretty soon I'm thinking, yeah, okay, I got this. I can kick some ass. pardon my Navy. But, yes, you sink down, and somewhere in there you start thinking, okay, how do I get out of this? How do I make it better? And you just do. It's everything has to get better. There is nothing, you know, I tell people, nobody is worth going to prison for. You know, get out of my car in rush hour traffic and pound on a windshield because this guy is not worth going to prison for. I figure, okay, I'm going to figure it out and move forward and everything will get better because you have something to live for, whether it's family, friends, hell, your own self. Because everybody can always grow, and there's always something, the next best thing is out there. It's a matter of being positive enough to know this is what I want, I'm going after it. And just having your faith in yourself to get it done.
Thank you. That's so honest, and you're right. I always, when I get upset at somebody, rather than, as you say, go to jail, I'll give them a, like, rah, 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 but, you know, then I'll wish them Bugs Bunny powers, because, you know, when Bugs Bunny would drop the bomb on Yosemite Sam, he'd come back a little crispy looking, but he'd be okay. So I'm giving that person Bugs Bunny powers, right? That's all good. But that's what a great way of saying that. That's so true. That it really is. And it's just part of the human experience. So the higher love is really about finding the higher love in yourself, which is what you're saying, you
yes.
know. And yeah, okay. So it's not outside of you. It's always inside of you. That's a great point, by the way. And and we all have challenging moments, or, you know, we're getting out of the car, which is my deal, because remember, I'm the only good driver on 95. You know, so and looking at yourself and understanding it's okay. I'm going to go back and ask you a question because I wrote this down. You said a few weeks ago on one of your shows, you said that that spirit whispers and ego yells, right? Did you say that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So is that something that you know is your higher self, or, you know, God, however you see it, angels or whatever, your higher power, is that, you know, that's your higher power because you get a gentle nudge rather than a big swift kick in the butt, right? Something like that?
Yeah. And for me, I have trouble listening to the whispers, and I struggle mightily, especially, you know, things go bad at work, and I'm immediately thinking, okay, I have to put my foot on somebody's neck, and I'll look at the post-its on my board and on my whiteboard I have written, you know, whisper, and I think, okay, so here I am, it's all my ego, and I have to let go of that and turn inside myself to listen to the whispers and rise above that whole, I'm better than you, I know better than you, and I'm going to fix you because you're wrong. That doesn't
all right.
do me any good.
Right, that's so true, Hey, I want to ask you a question, and this is something I've known logically, but it's been a bit more challenging, and you know, we say, okay, whoever you believe in, higher power, angels, God, Jesus, Buddha, whoever it is, you go, I want, you know, this is a whisper I'm getting. And yet things don't change right away. So, okay, like this is going to happen, right? So, and you go, I feel this is going to happen, right? And you say to God, the angels, they go, yeah, and you get that message, yes, it's going to happen. And yet things don't change right away. So it may be a few days, a few hours, or a few minutes. I'm not even sure about that. So do you feel like when you're going the wrong direction, sometimes it takes you a minute to turn the car around, for instance, and go the right direction. Do you feel like that sometimes instead of the energy changing right away, or, you know, so your angel says, yes, it's going to change. You're going to get the job, or you're going to get this, or this is going to happen. Do you think it takes a few minutes maybe for things to totally change? Do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't change right away, or maybe it'll take a little time. I'm finding that a little bit more, right? It's like, okay, do you find that too? Like getting the higher love, your higher self working with you and honoring that part of yourself, for instance. And do you feel like sometimes instead of getting it right away, it'll take a few minutes to change, even though you know it's going to change because the whisper's already been given to you, but the old energy still are there. And so it's about like turning and going the right way. It takes a second or two. And it may not happen right away. What's your thoughts on that? Because that's a big one. Even myself, right? Like, well, you said it was going to change, and it's not. Well, 60 seconds later, it might take 2 or 3 minutes, maybe a day or two, right? So what's your thoughts about that?
You are much better at reading and hearing those signs. You know, you say it takes an hour, a couple of minutes. There's times it's taken me months. And I just, whether I am fighting it again and not listening, but yes, and it goes, I've said this before as well, but yes, things are going to change and I'm waiting for it to change. And why isn't it changing? Well, because life doesn't happen on my timeline. It happens on my timeline. I always... You know, that's the other thing I go back to because, things are going to change. I'm not seeing the change, and I'm probably missing that gentle nudge, and I'm fighting, and the universe is probably somebody needs to come with a rolling pin above, knock me in the head and say, yes, this is the nudge.
Right.
At some point, I will stop and quiet myself enough to hear the gentle or feel the gentle nudge or the whisper, hey, you need to go this way.
Right.
I'm still working on that part of myself. It's hard.
I agree with you on that. And what I am realizing that things take a second more than just when I think it should change, right? So it's like, you know, put on the brakes for everything, for everybody, and including if you're wanting to get the higher love like you're talking about, and you're developing it within yourself, and you still have, tell Mr. I ain't here or Mrs. I ain't here to get on home, right? It's like you're still dealing with that old energy, right? So it takes a little bit of time for it to move out, right? You know, and not that it's not necessarily the person, or maybe it is, but okay, just like the nudge can be said that you just got to wait for divine timing. I agree with you on that. Man, do I agree with you. It's like, why? You told me this. What's happening? Why is it taking so long? That's a good point. That's a good point. So this has been a great show, by the way. And we've got about a minute and a half here because I just heard the timer. Any other wisdom you want to share before we meet with you again, hopefully next week, but we'll see. And
in thinking beyond when I shared last week about my three or four things that happened working on last year, I'm thinking, okay, maybe the next time I can touch on what I'm planning to go forward on this next year or 2 years.
That would be wonderful.
That may be something to get together for everybody.
Oh, that would be wonderful. So, like, it's like your intention, what you're looking to accomplish, or putting your intention. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to make this happen.
That's cool. I like it. Yeah. Wow. Sign me up for that show. I'm going to listen to it. Anyway, I'll probably ask questions too, but we're going to start opening it up where people can call in and ask questions. So I think that's wonderful. If that's okay with you, I don't want to rush you on that one. So because you're so good and you're in a flow, but we'll talk to everybody. Everybody take care. And thank you for letting me host your show. I appreciate it more than you know. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.